الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We should all make dua first before we start with our talk with regard to Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid Al-Aqsa, and the Palestine, and for the best, and that Allah save us from all treachery from within and from without, and Allah Ta'ala protects the Ummah, protects the Muslims, and grant all goodness. And Allah save us from all harm in whichever form, whether it comes from within or from without. Allah protects us from all harm. With regard to this ayat which I have recited, it is very important that we as Muslims beware and be careful of what we eat, what we put in our mouth. Out of the very many things that we have to be concerned about in our lives, one thing is whenever we pick up anything and put it in our mouth, what am I putting in my mouth? What am I eating? It is very important. And that also is a very vast subject. We will only focus today on one aspect of it, but which is also very important, basic, fundamental. The meat that we are eating, we should consider very much. And this talk is prompted when reports we get from our friends that this is across the board. People who are very involved in deen, whether it is in the work of tabligh, madrasas, ulama, but the food that we are eating and the meat that we are eating, people are just like not concerned about it. And when we also hear, and it becomes so difficult to give advice also, a person says, I want to go in Jamaat, so Lord benefit, but they just order from the takeaways. And then that food they eat, and now what do I do there in that case? And you go and eat at anyone's place also today. Across the board generally, it is just the people are just not concerned of what they are eating. So and this is very, very important, as in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, addressing people at large, not only the Muslims, not the pious Muslims, but people at large. Kulu mimma fil ard, eat what is on the earth, halal and tayyiba. And when Allah has given this command, it is impossible that there is no halal and tayyiba, and Allah is giving us command, eat halal and tayyiba. Which means that, as our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to explain, it is fadl and wajib, compulsory on Allah. When He gave us a command, that He makes the arrangement for that command to be fulfilled. So people who say that you don't find halal today, it is completely contrary to this ayat. When Allah has commanded us to eat, not only halal, and this is not as the other ayat, Ya ayyuhar rusul, kulu mimma fil ardi halal and tayyiba. Yea, it is Ya ayyuhan nas, for people at large. This is such an important thing, not only for Muslims, not people who are conscious of the deen, but for people at large. Because you are what you eat. What we eat, that is what we will be. So therefore it's very important that we see and what we eat. And we should take out this from our minds and our heads that you can't find halal today. It is there, it is for us to look for it. And we will find it, just like the ayat. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Fear Allah, and to acquire that fear, the right of the fear of Allah, then be with the sadiqeen. Now many times it comes on our tongue, there are no pious people left. When Allah commands that you must be with them, Allah will see that they are there present. It is for us to go and look for them. So here also, and then further, ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. That's even that we are saying that they, you can't find halal today. That also you are following in the footsteps of shaitan. Shaitan is making you say that. That we just take the easy way out. To find what on the shelves in the supermarket. And we just put it into our basket. We will present our credit card. And everything so easy. It's all cut to, all cut and cleaned, everything. Just put it in the pot and just eat it. So just that easy way we want. And the whole life of ours in everything we are tested. All the time we are tested. So don't follow in the footsteps of shaitan and realize, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. That Allah says, definitely, He is for you an enemy. And not a hidden enemy also. He is a open enemy. Nafs is a hidden enemy that is within us. But shaitan is an open enemy. He doesn't hide his enmity. A person, there are many people who are hypocrites, who will tell you we are your friends, but they are actually your enemies. But shaitan doesn't hide his enmity in any way. Openly he wants to destroy you. And further Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَىٰ. His work is that He commands you what evil, what fahsha, shameless things, lewd things, that is His word, work. The other ayat, Allah addresses the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Eat of طَيِّبَات. Which is, it takes in itself already halal. That it is, it must be halal, more than halal, it must be tayyibat. And Allah says, مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. What we have given to you for your rosy. What we have given to you, and Allah is, we all say that, and we know Allah has taken the responsibility of rosy. And Allah says that we have given you مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. What rosy we have given you, now eat of the tayyibat from there. And if you will do that, the natural effect will be washkuru lillah. You will make shukr to Allah. And the height of shukr is iman. You will believe in Allah. And after that, you will obey Allah Ta'ala. Then your namazas will be in order. Your whole deen will be in order. All this is on the what we eat. So important. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. If you are really, you claim you worshipping Allah, you really claim La ilaha illallah, that Allah is my ilah, He is the one who created me, sustains me, I'm going to return to Him. If that is really your claim, then you will eat also of halal and tayyibah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is so important. We know that if our food is not correct, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that that flesh, that meat of ours which is nurtured, which is made of haram, the only befitting place for it is the fire of Jahannam. So a person must think that what I'm eating, if it is, and from that my body is being made, my flesh, then if it is of haram, the only place for it is the fire of Jahannam. And the fire of Jahannam is no easy thing whatsoever. Amongst the punishments of the fire of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala will say that catch hold of him and pour boiling water on his head. Okay, can we ever think of it? Boiling water be poured on a person. And many other ayat. So if the eating of ours is haram, then that will be our abode. Allah save us. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person is a traveler, and a traveler's du'as are mustajab, they are accepted. And many times, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should many times make du'a, Ya Allah, I'm a traveler, and you accept the traveler's du'a. But again, don't only look at one side, look at the whole picture. The traveler, it comes in the hadith, his hands are stretched out, and he's begging Allah Ta'ala, not just keeping his hands little down, but in great distress he is. And with great feeling he's making dua. And his hands are stretched out. And his hair is disheveled. His hair also not. In other words, he's a person outwardly, you see, his dua, how he's making. 100% his dua will be accepted. But, فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ. Where will his dua be accepted? His food what he eats is haram. The clothes that he's wearing is haram. So if because of the haram, a thing that was so readily accepted, that also is rejected. So, and the du'as we make, if we are eating haram, all our ibadat of Ramzan, going in jamaat, going for umrah, staying awake the whole night in Ramadan at Haram Sharif, in Medina Sharif, but the food we are eating is haram. All that, shaitan has got no worry about it. He doesn't pay two hoots to that person. Let him carry on. The food that he's eating is haram. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi says, if a person makes so much ibadat that he becomes like a stick, yani so much mujahada, he's thin, frail, you can see weakness on his body. So much ibadat he's making, lot of mujahada, lot of effort. But if he's not that he's eating haram, Imam Sahib say, if he's not concerned what he's putting in his mouth, all that is in vain. Just that you don't have the concern what I'm putting in my mouth. Not actually what you are eating, but you just eating. All that is in vain. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ali says that if a person eats haram, then even if he doesn't want to do haram, he will do haram. And if a person eats halal, and even if he doesn't want to do halal, that food that will make him do the halal. So it's very, very important. And this aspect that we want to discuss is that you can say 100% globally, all the food outlets that there are, they all that meat of theirs, the chicken, and where they steak and that beef, cows, etc., bulls, it is all stunned. And the stunned meat, that is so harmful. When an animal is stunned, what is stunning? Either if they shoot the animal with a gun, and then after that they slaughter it after that. So that animal is stunned with their gunshot, and that is done for two main reasons. The one reason is now to handle that animal in slaughtering is very easy now. That animal doesn't fight back or anything. And very easily, that big bull with a whole lot of its might and power, and to get it down, and then if a person is an amateur and inexperienced person, he can cause havoc if he wants to slaughter an animal. Those who know and they follow the procedure, even stunning is very, slaughtering is very easy. But then most of the places, and today shaitan works at all levels, governments of the world, they make it a law that you must stun the animals. So anyway, it is easy to slaughter. Chickens also, once they are stunned, now it's very easy to slaughter them. They don't fight back. And the other is, which is not the real object, but also it appears that that animal doesn't suffer any pain now. Because it just submits, now it's dead, brain dead already. So it doesn't show any sign of anything. So we feel that this is a humane way of killing, of slaughtering, killing the animal by stunning. The stunning is done either by a bullet shot or by guns, or what guns they use, but what electric shock, or through water they pass, commonly chickens are passed through water which got an electric current in it. And with that electric current that it gets stunned, it becomes brain dead. Or whichever other they use a stunning gun, and they stun the animal, the short of it is that animal is brain dead now. And the animal which is brain dead now, so it just submits also, and you can slaughter it now easily. But, as explained, and this was an experiment done by the University of Bonn in Germany, that they tested not for their purpose of testing was the pain the animal feels. They put electrodes on the brains of the animal or the nerves that carry pain, and they measured that various ways of killing animals, which way is the most pain and which way is the least pain. And they found that in the stunning, the pain was how much they had arranged to measure the height of the pain. This was more than that. The thing was just hitting at the top. In other words, it should go through the ceiling. So much pain. And when slaughtered, the least pain, very minimal and for a very little time. When slaughtering, then it is the nerves that carry the pain to the brain are just under the skin. And the minute you slaughter and you just pass that nerve, after that there is no pain. And this is not difficult to understand. We all must have gone for blood tests. We had injections taken. So when the needle is pierced in the skin, just as it enters, passes the skin, the pain is felt. After that, that injection is still in the body. And that for blood test also, that needle is still. And they are drawing the blood now, and now you don't feel no pain. After that, the doctor is pressing, and the whatever medicine they are injecting in, you only feel the pain just when it passes the skin. And the same is in Akhirat also. That in Akhirat also, the skin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, in 1 second, not a minute, 1 second, 70 skins will be changed of that person. So that he feels the pain all the time. And during the 24-hour period, 80,000 skins will be changed. So that he can feel the pain of it all the time. So the slaughtering is that the pain is only felt for that. After that, there is no pain. And then, and with the stunning, that animal is brain dead, and it feels the most pain. And when it is brain dead now, it can't give any messages. It's brain dead now. And from the brain, practically the whole nervous system runs at the back in the spine. That's why spine operations are so delicate. If something can go wrong, you can become a cabbage, paralyzed. It's very, very, because all the nerves that are controlling the body are running there. And therefore, when slaughtering, it is makruh to slaughter the whole head off. That won't happen with a sheep or with a cow, but a chicken, a person who has a heavy hand, without you realize, easily the whole head goes off. Because in that case, you are cutting off all those nerves which carry the message. You are only supposed to slaughter at the throat, slit the throat, not the neck. That must remain, so that nerves. So when a person is slaughtering, then all the blood comes out here now, at the throat. And now the blood is cut off from going to the brain now. And the brain needs blood. The whole body needs blood. Where blood does not reach, that place becomes dead. And it loses life. And easily gangrene sets in after if blood doesn't reach any portion. Whether it's your toes, you're a sugar patient or something, whether it's your fingers, anything. So the blood has to reach. Now the chief of the body, the head, is not getting blood. So because all the blood is coming out at the throat. So then the brain, when the nervous system is still intact, it sends a message to the whole body that I need blood. Your head, your chief, your head of the body, I need blood. So then all the parts of the body start working to give blood. And that is what we see, and it appears to us the animal is in pain. It's not in pain, it's working extra hard to send blood for the head that we must send. And therefore, a bird will flutter its wings, the animal kicks its leg, the tail also you'll see, it wags its tail. All that is because they want to send blood. But all that blood comes out at the throat. And that animal which has no blood in it, after it's slaughtered, is the most healthiest and the most tastiest also. And when stunning, then a trickle of blood only comes out. Because the brain is dead and there are no messages given to the body to send blood, all the blood is in the body. So this also we should consider whenever we are eating stunned animals, which is 100% the takeaway food, whether it is that burger we are enjoying, or whether it is whatever else we are enjoying, or even at home what we are having, our fillets and white meat that we get from the butcher. And many of us, good people, because the demand cannot be fulfilled. And this only comes from not only meat, it's not meat, it is soya. And it looks and tastes like meat, but it's not meat also. 70% of it is not meat, it is soya. And the vast bulk of it comes from Brazil. So all that we are eating, so even where, and a person writes, of the Durban area, and whether it's Durban or anywhere else, he says 100%, he says, the halim that is given in the masjid in Ramzan at iftari time is all with that same distant chicken. So he says, what are you having then? Now after that, go and make dua as much as you want to. Read 3 suparas in your tarawih for the night. Read 10 suparas, make khatam in one night. But after you have eaten the haram, what's the value of it? So we have to be very, very careful. So when it is brain dead, it doesn't give any message. And then the blood remains in the body. So, and that is also the cause of major, major illnesses, which we never heard of before. And today their work is that they are making all the meat products are more cheaper than other things. Once a Jamaat very long ago from India went to England. And at that time, India still was the old India, and vegetables were cheap and meat was expensive. But in England already it was opposite. Chicken was very cheap, vegetables are expensive. But the Amir was a wise person, and the period the Jamaat stayed, he said, we won't eat meat. We'll have vegetables, though it's more expensive. And he, not on the really the right reason, but his reasoning was that we all will go back to India and live permanently there. If we are going to get used to meat here, then whole life we're going to buy meat there. And we'll have to pay more. So few days, 40 days, 4 months, we'll pay more for vegetables, but our whole life will carry on with vegetables. So they have made it such that meat has become more easier available, more cheaper, and it's more attractive how it is. Once this masala came in one of the meetings of the Jamiat, when Hazrat Mufti Sanjalvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the president, the Amir, and this matter came about meat. So he says, you see the butchers when you walk past, the other meat, it looks very neat and appealing. And what you'll buy from a person in the neighborhood who goes and slaughter for you, and he brings it, it's not packed in that way. It's not cut like how that cutting is, etc. Today, one friend of ours say for Qurbani, the people, he says, if you slaughter for them, and you pack it, and you pack it all in that smart way, and label it and all, he say whatever amount of money you want to charge them, they will pay you. But they just want all that smartness, outward smartness. That is what we are after. So anyway, so with the sun meat, that is what we are now consuming, all that blood which comes in the body. And the harm of it, health-wise also. And then also, it looks like it is also penny-wise and pound foolish. You save money buying that cheap meat now, which is easily available. But what you're going to pay your hospital bills, and the doctor's bills you're going to pay, and all the harm you're going to go through, you save here to go and pay. It is just like, for example, in the old days, many of us will remember, they were parking meters on the side of the road. And you put in a 50-cent piece, and for example, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, you can park there. But a person, just his nature, I want to save that 50 cents. And you get a ticket of 100 rand. You can save a 50 cents, and now you have to pay a ticket of 100 rand. Just like that, we're saving here on this, and then we're going to pay big, big bills. And this also, Allah's system works in such a way that you save that 50 cents and you pay the 100 rand in which way? For example, you didn't give a bag or something. You didn't spend, you didn't give some sadaqah. Now Allah makes you to go for a holiday of 500,000, which is also, you, and you're spending it happily. But it is all gone, not down the drain, which leads you, Allah save us, to Jahannam, that holiday. And you left your namazes with jamaat, you left your home environment of purity and cleanliness, and you go into a dirty environment of zina and LGBTQ and homosexuality and lesbianism and all the nudity and all that, and you're doing it happily. And you feel it's actually a big punishment of Allah. And the bigger punishment is that you are happy about it. And you are smiling through it all. Just like it is said, what is democracy? That you send somebody to hell in such a way that he thanks you for it. You're sending him to hell, and he's happy, and he thanks you for it. So the meat that we eat, we must be very, very careful. The proper slaughtered meat, eat. Another very important thing is, even if we're eating halal and tayyibah, it shouldn't be a regular feature. Those of us, some of us will still remember when even in homes where they were wealthy also, but meat was not a regular feature in the diet. It was once a week, or at the most twice a week, once a month, many homes. Though they hate the means, but they knew the harms of it. Even halal and tayyibah. Chicken meat is very hot. Many people, today everyone, usually we tell the students, they are young people, and then that urge, that lust, it troubles them all the time. Because what you are eating. If you are eating even the halal and tayyiban, the chicken, and beef is also very hot. Chicken also, and beef also is very hot. Then sheep is not so much, but also compared to all the meat. In the meat, the chicken and the beef are the main ones. And even if they are halal and tayyibah, compared to vegetables and dars, that you don't feel that. Now a person worries that all the time, that urge to look at woman. Today with porn we can't stay away. We can't mixing and talking and with woman, etc., what we are eating. And then this the commercial meat, all this which is adulterated, the additives are put in there to increase the urge, because the object is that people must become like animals. And so the lust, all those additives are added in there so that a person's lust and desire must grow more. And therefore today the world is drowned, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the world is drowned in the Atlantic Ocean of this immorality. In the ocean of immorality, the people are drowned in that ocean. And because of what we are eating, so even we should try and come more onto vegetables. And even dars we should be eating. Today, lentils, dars is a swear word. If the mother has cooked something, some milk today she cooked, some beans or something, the children, you just see the frown on the face. And they, mummy, what you made here? What is this now? It just doesn't make sense. Whereas that was our normal staple food. And now and then, you have a little bit chicken or meat, etc. And the steak also. And today another thing, which is not really part of this subject, but the prawns. And that wife is very happy to make her husband happy and give him prawns all the time. And give him steak all the time. And besides the halal issue and the dini issue, prawns and steak, all this stunned steak, etc., dini point of view, it's a complete different issue. But as far as health is concerned, the prawns, the amount of cholesterol that it has got, the steak, the amount of cholesterol, and then when you are under cardiac arrest and you feel your chest is just how tight it becomes, and the pain that you have to go through at that time, and all then you go for a triple bypass, quadra bypass, the huge amounts and the pain that you have to go through after even in your recovery period, all that. But just that little bit penny, that little taste on the tongue for that 3-4 centimeters, we are so foolish. And the sad part, we regard ourselves as very clever doing all this. Whereas we are doing it, we leave the deeny side one side, whereas the primary thing is our deen. But for our dunya's sake also, for our health sake, our financial sake, This is a killer, and it's a complete destroyer. And the sad part is, it's across the board. Whether it can be the ulama, whether it can be our Jamaat brothers, our Khanqah brothers, across the board. Once when we were invited one place, and we were 100% sure, we don't even have to ask or make an indication what kind of food. Alim, good alim. But next we saw actually not even change into platters and plates, but the Kentucky boxes came on the dastarkhan. Where we thought we don't even have to ask. And of course it means he was from alim, good alim. And he had no qualms about it. It was in order. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allah guide us, be very careful what we put in our mouth. And the starting point is the mouth. The end is not where it comes out. The end is fire of Jahannam. Allah save us all. And there if a person has to land, and there is no other place for it, but if it is haram, there is no other place for it than that.